Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Badlands Media Podcast. This is John Harold, also known as Patel Patriot. I am the founder of Badlands Media, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to listening to us here on your favorite podcasting platform. Just a reminder that all of these shows air live on our Rumble channel, so be sure to tune in over there. Just go to Rumble, search for Badlands Media, and you can interact with our community and the hosts in the chat. So be sure to come join us on the Badlands Media channel on Rumble, rumble.com/Badlands Media.
We are the news now. It's a saying that has come to define a growing movement within the Truth in America First communities. And at Badlands Media, we've been doing our best to make it a reality. Due in large part to your support, Badlands has quickly grown into one of the most watched independent networks online, with dozens of citizen journalists, podcasters, and personalities across our shows. This spring, we want to take Badlands to the next level, and we invite you along for the ride as we kick off the Great American Restoration Tour. Experience everything you love about Badlands in the form of a live, ticketed event with in-person speakers, meet and greets, a VIP dinner with Badlands personalities and show hosts, and more. For those who can't join us in person, we'll be streaming the entire event as part of a special pay-per-view broadcast. So join us in Chandler, Arizona, April 20th through the 23rd. Go to badlandsmedia.net to reserve your tickets. The Badlands Media Great American Restoration Tour, powered by Furman.
Thanks for supporting Badlands America First partners. You can find a list of some of those sponsors in the description for this podcast, along with links to their websites and discount codes. We appreciate you supporting those businesses that support Badlands Media.
Greetings and welcome to The Brief, and that slightly lengthened version of Al Green's Let's Stay Together. I'm your host, Patrick Gunnels, and today is March 28th. 2023. First, police post video from transgender's rampage at Nashville Christian School. Moving swiftly as they investigate Monday's mass shooting by female to male transgender Audrey Hale that killed three children and three adults at a Christian school, Metro Nashville police have posted video of Hale shooting her way into the building and then methodically stalking around within it. At an earlier press conference, police said the 28-year-old, who'd reportedly attended the school herself, had left behind a manifesto and maps which noted security camera locations, doorways, and other details. "We have a manifesto," said Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake. "We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this date, the actual incident. We have the map drawn out of how all this was going to take place. As for motive," Drake said, "there's right now a theory that we may be able to talk about later, but it's not confirmed." Drake did appear to hint that the shooter's transgender identity factored into her motive. Zero Hedge. Benny Johnson on Twitter: "Reporter, do you have any reason to believe that how she identifies has any motive for targeting the school?" Nashville police: "There is some theory to that." Reporter: "So this was a targeted attack?" "It was."
Oh, I didn't hear you say that again, sir.
"Is there any reason to believe that how she identifies has any motive for targeting the school?"
We can give you that at a later time. There is some theory to that. We're investigating all the leads, and once we know exactly, we'll let you know.
So was this a targeted attack?
It was.
Our take: this isn't the first time a transgender person has been involved in a violent, malicious assault. Unfortunately, what we could consider a mass form of Manchurian candidate ops has been pushed onto our children through a segmented and compartmentalized operation. The components are disintegrated, distributed within society in parts that are hard to detect in their isolated form. Consider this analogy. A clandestine globalist terrorist group could send a single bomber into a building with a pre-made device. The problem with this is that the bomber has the device upon entry, which means the security checkpoint could find the bomb and put an end to the operation. Instead, the bomb could be broken up into innocuous components assembled by the bomber or an accomplice the day of the bombing so as to better guarantee a successful operation. This disintegrated approach is widely used by the globalists and their allies. In this case, the components of the operation were installed into our society decades ago. First, a secular culture was carefully installed into the Judeo-Christian fabric of the United States. Second, which required the first, acceptance of LGBTQ plus lifestyles was installed, combined with the third, rigidification of social norms for women, moving toward increasingly pinup girl beauty norms that tend to exclude portions of the female population due to diversity of body and beauty types. At this stage, a growing population of disillusioned young girls and young adult women that have bought into the alt lifestyle has occurred. Second and third wave feminism's entrenchment into our culture marked this milestone. Fourth, antagonism between the conservative culture and the LGBTQ culture must be fomented. Fifth, mass endorsement of the LGBTQ culture occurs at a corporate and government level, effectively certifying the alt lifestyle, causing large portions of the female gender confused population to buy into the alt lifestyle. Gay marriage marked this milestone. Sixth, destroy free speech and devalue diplomacy as a solution to social division. Seventh, reduce the LGBTQ plus and POC, people of color, issues to binaries of acceptance or rejections. Those who accept are in-group allies. Those who reject are out-group enemies. Equate the out-group with those who espouse the most toxic positions, such as phobes, Nazis, racists, murderers, etc. Eighth, this occurs alongside the fourth, foment mass acceptance of transgender people. Equate lack of acceptance with rape, murder, and genocide. Ninth, use news media, popular rhetoric, social media, and fictional media to subtly encourage violence and activism as a solution to combat traditionalists who are defending their culture against cultural assault. Tenth, fuel division and antagonism by enacting laws in pro-conservative states like Tennessee, thereby making all those who live in these states feel as if their lives and identities are coming under assault, with the same vigor as the Nazis persecuting the Jews. All of these elements were in place for this event to happen in Nashville. Now that it has happened, copycat-style events will likely take place in addition to media suppression of these stories so as to effectively encourage and install within the cultural left-wing transgender martyrdom ideology, ensuring that as time goes on, more and more trans women who are the more aggressive due to the hormones they take will weaponize and engage in more acts of, quote, self-righteous martyrdom for the cause of trans rights. The cultural warfare methods are insidious, destructive, and unfortunately so well entrenched in our society, it will take at least a generation to identify them and likely another fully to address them. Justin Deschamps. Next. Stay tuned. James O'Keefe suggests he has insiders in Manhattan DA Bragg's case against Trump. James O'Keefe recently suggested he has insiders in Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's case against President Trump. A political operative wondered if O'Keefe has someone on the inside of DA Bragg's case. Quote, New York District Attorney Bragg likely hid exculpatory evidence from the Trump grand jury as their meetings have been postponed, the operative said. The real question is, has James O'Keefe got to someone on the inside? O'Keefe responded, the real question is, how many do we have on the inside? Stay tuned. The Gateway Pundit. Our take. It's good to see that James O'Keefe hasn't missed a beat since being railroaded out of his own company. Many powerful people across the country hate this man, and that is what a good American journalist should look like. What's particularly interesting here is James is in a way showing his hand, which we almost never see. Since when does O'Keefe tip people off beforehand, potentially putting his sources at risk? Two possibilities come to mind. Either there are no insiders, and this is a ploy to make everyone in Bragg's camp start to mistrust one another, and maybe someone slips up or flips, or maybe, and I think this is probably more likely, whatever op they have going with Bragg is now complete, and they're at the preparation of information stage in the Veritas process. Either way, I bet Bragg and company are sweating. Ryan DeLarm. Next. Buy now, pay later. Explodes in grocery. Online grocery shoppers are turning to buy now, pay later, BNPL programs offered by retailers at a blistering pace. As they cope with turbulent economic conditions, according to Adobe Analytics data released Wednesday, the percentage of online BNPL transactions involving groceries grew 40% during the first 2 months of 2023, the fastest pace among the retail categories Adobe studied. By comparison, the home furnishing sector's share of BNPL orders rose 38% during the same period, while the apparel category's share moved ahead by 8%. The electronics sector, meanwhile, saw its share of the BNPL market decline at a 14% clip, Adobe said. Grocery dive. Our take. Americans, especially millennials, have burned through all their savings and maxed out their credit cards. Now they have to delay payment just to buy food. This is a historic level of systemic vulnerability. When people can't buy food, civil unrest becomes more likely. It's time to secure your assets and get out of the traditional financial system. Sean Morgan. Secure your financial future. KirkElliottPhD.com/Badlands for your free consultation. Next. Autism on the rise, CDC data. Autism rates in U.S. children have jumped from 1 in 150 in 2002 to 1 in 36 in 2020, or 2.8%, according to a new study published by the Centers for Disease and Control and Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. The findings come from the CDC-funded Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network, launched in 2000. To collect data to better understand the number and characteristics of children with autism spectrum disorder and other developmental disabilities living in different areas of the United States. The program spans 11 states, including Arkansas, Maryland, and Tennessee. Autism, also known as autism spectrum disorder, is a wide-ranging developmental disability that manifests in various ways, but which typically includes trouble with communication and social interactions. The study also found that boys were far more likely to have autism than girls. Zero Hedge. Our take. Autism's rise is alarming for many reasons, least of which is the fact the mainstream medical system appears to be totally incapable of identifying the real causes. They say that the seeming rise in autism is an illusion because they say there's just better access to testing. Translation. The total number of autistic people hasn't changed. We've just gotten better at identifying autism. Of course, anyone with a lick of logical thought can draw inferences to vaccines, social isolation, increasingly toxic food and environmental toxins, and a litany of other influences that are correlated with autism. The fact that the medical system seems incapable or unwilling to acknowledge these correlative factors is a damning indictment. To be sure, legions of good-hearted people enter the medical field to do good deeds, but due to the nature of the medical system itself, genuine and authentic critical thinking is slowly stripped from professionals so that eventually almost all doctors and nurses are either incapable of thinking for themselves or can think from themselves, but are disincentivized to say what they really think. In either case, regardless of the valid and invalid excuses invoked, the people are left without any adequate defenses against medical tyranny and incompetence. How many children must suffer before we end this madness? Surely someone cares enough about the health and safety of children to risk their careers and reputations. Indeed, there already have been many who have come forward, but a far more effective and coordinated approach is required to make progress in any meaningful direction. Justin Deschamps. Next. Netanyahu pauses judicial overhaul to avoid civil war as rival protest groups clash. Massive protests have erupted across Israel tonight after Prime Minister Netanyahu fired his defense minister a day after he called on the Israeli leader to halt a planned judicial overhaul that has fiercely divided the country. As a reminder, Netanyahu and his allies say the plan will restore a balance between the judicial and executive branches and rein in what they see as an interventionist court with liberal sympathies. But critics say the constellation of laws will remove the checks and balances in Israel's democratic system and concentrate power in the hands of the governing coalition. Gallant's dismissal signaled that Netanyahu will move ahead this week with the overhaul plan, which has sparked mass protests, angered military and business leaders, and raised concerns among Israel's allies. In a much-anticipated 8 p.m. local speech, at a moment hundreds of thousands of protesters are in the streets, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed in a televised speech that he will pause his ultra-controversial judicial overhaul plans, which many say would destroy Israeli democracy and court independence. Zero hedge. Our take. Just Human posited the idea that the Israel protests are another of their color revolution a la the 2014 Ukraine coup, the J6 Fedsurrection, and the 2023 insurrection in Brazil. Does this remind you of a certain summer of love on our side of the pond? Opinion. My message to Benjamin Netanyahu, stop your coup or we'll stop the country. Yuval Noah Harari. More acceleration by the enemy. Which makes one wonder, what are they trying to get ahead of? And finally, have you gotten in touch with Kitty Gillespie? Badlands Media wants to help to advertise your Patriot-owned business. I can personally attest that the advertising on Badlands Media is incredibly effective. So what are you waiting for? Email Kitty Gillespie at ads.badlandsmedia@proton.me. That's ads, ads.badlandsmedia@proton.me. And that's the brief. I hope you enjoyed. I do this show every Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern, 8:30 a.m. Central, right here on Badlands Media, followed right after by the great John Harold and the great CanCon as they bring you today's headlines on Badlands Daily. Thanks again for watching, and I'll see you tomorrow.